I'm here in the news huddle at WMWM TV. Where decisions are made about what will appear on the news tonight. The news director, Bill Didham, and his staff, in the interest of openness and public education, have generously agreed to let us broadcast their deliberations live, unrehearsed, unedited, unrestrained or restricted in any way. Thanks, Bill, for letting us in.
Thank you, Wendy. Happy to. We want the public to understand there's lots of give and take here. We don't necessarily know where this is going. We're not into posturing. You know, ratings don't enter into it. We certainly aren't interested in gratuitous violence. We're not going to pander in any way, but we do think and talk about what our audience wants to see.
Okay. Go ahead, and I'll be a fly on the wall.
Okay. It seems we then that we're down to three possibilities for the lead here. There's the mayhem and carnage thing we've been following, of course. Al, where are we on that there?
Well, Davers and friends have been interviewed. There was a half-hour special last night, extensive recap through the day today. We'll get the tape of the 911 call this afternoon, and the police investigation should be leaking information by this evening.
All right.
Yeah, it's got momentum. Even on nothing happening in this story would be a good story for us to lead with.
See, then we've got that larceny and cheating scandal.
Is that the home invasion story?
No, Mary, that's the swindling seniors out of their pension checks story. The home invasion story we've decided to highlight in the trendsetters feature. Is that right, Susan?
Yes. Home invasion as a lifestyle choice. Once you've invaded someone's house, how do you work the hostages into your day-to-day routine? You know, do they get their own room? Do you put them in the basement? Those kinds of things.
And what's the third?
See, the third, Kermit's feature on the 15-year-old who does good deeds for free in her neighborhood, save an old man's life with mouth-to-mouth.
It's an inspirational story. Just awesome.
They just turned the channel.
Everyone else will do it. Mayhem is much more compelling.
This is a better story. It's got human interest and drama. It's uplifting. It's positive.
Oh.
Kermit, please.
Just a minute. Give Kermit a chance here. Maybe his story could satisfy everybody. Kermit, tell us some more. Why did the guy need to be resuscitated at all? Is there a part of the story we don't know?
You know, if she hit him with something first, that would change my mind.
Uh-huh.
You know, knocked him out and brought him back.
It could be about impulsive, non-thinking violence by teens. The All-American Girl. What went wrong?
I saw a teen.
Good idea.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But did she hit him, or was there a weapon involved? Because how she got that weapon would be the real story. You know?
With teen coverage of the clueless parents and kids run amok.
No, there was no weapon. The guy choked on a sandwich.
What? Did she ram the sandwich down his throat or something?
No. It was a fast food place. She's a customer, he's a customer, she sees the guy in trouble, and this 15-year-old girl saves him.
Oh.
We better lead with the mayhem, Bill. It's stark, it's true, it's happening, it's very gritty.
Talk about reality. This is it. I'll bet for every kid who commits a crime, there are 10 like this one who are doing good things and helping people. This is really reality. Let's take the chance on it.
No, I don't think so.
So, the decision being made at one TV station for tonight is to lead with violence. But as you can hear, the many alternatives are up for vigorous debate by these dedicated guardians of our freedom of speech.
Well, how'd we do, Wendy?
Just fine. Thanks.
Could we do it again?
I think it needs more conflict, maybe tension.
Yeah, I could get more dramatic when I do my recap of the mayhem.
With their personal and professional drive to please their audience, can these icons...
Hey, Wendy, how about if Al and I start wrestling? You know, at that point where we're talking about the story being a grabber?
I like that. Yeah. Great visuals. That'll animate the story.
I told you guys we were on live!
Oh.
Oh, you big bag of wind.
First Amendment.
The story of the week for this evening's WMWM TV News. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.
Get out of my pocket.
Oh, hang on. I have to blow my
This is